Nityaleva Vishnam Shripada Ramanda Bari Braja Gachara Jasti Tara Shishi Ma Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda Ki Ama Acharya Haridas Thakur Ki Thank you Kahoji Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Girada Shivasati Gaur Bhaktam Shishi Radha Krishna Gopka Vinashana Kanwada Kundra Giri Govardhan Ki Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Maite Nabi Dham Ki Nuramin Riti Dham Ki Tosi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Gangamai ki, Yamamai ki, Samvita Bhakti Vinda. Glory to some of the devotees, all glory to some of the devotees, all glory to some of the devotees. All glory to Shigeru and Garanga, Pramanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 9th chapter, verse 25. Dhammovacha. Bhagavan Sarvabhutanam.
Bhagavan Sarvabhutanam.
Adhyaksho Vastito Goham. Vairahya Pratirudena
Vairahya Pratirudena
Pragyanena Chikirsitam.
Pragyanena Chikirsitam.
Bhagavan Sarvabhutanam.
Bhagavan Sarvabhutanam.
Adhyaksho Vastito Guham.
Adhyaksho Vastito Guham.
Vairahi Apratirudena.
Vairahi Apratirudena.
Pragyanena Chikirsitam.
Pragyanena
Bhagavan Sarvabhutanam.
Bhagavan Sarvabhutanam.
Adhyaksho Vastito Guham.
Adhyaksho Vastito Guham.
Vairahya Pratirudheno.
Vairahya Pratirudheno.
Prajnanena Vachakirshitam.
Prajnanena
said,
Bhagavan,
oh my Lord,
Sarvabhutanam,
of all living entities, Adhyaksha,
director,
Avastita,
situated,
Guham,
within the heart,
Veda,
know,
he. Certainly.
Apati
Rudhena.
Apati Rudhena.
Without hindrance.
Pragyanena.
By superintelligence.
Chikirshitam.
Endeavors.
Endeavors.
Translation. Lord Brahma said, O personality of Godhead, you are situated in every living entity's heart as the supreme director, and therefore you are aware of all endeavors by your superior intelligence without any hindrance whatsoever. Purport. The Bhagavad Gita confirms that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart as the witness. As such, he is the supreme director of sanction. The director is not the enjoyer of the fruits of action, for without the Lord's sanction, no one can enjoy. For example, in a prohibited area, a habituated drunkard puts forward his application to the director of drinking, and the director, considering his case, they might do that in India in the 1950s. Excuse me, sir, I would like to drink. Yes, you go to the Bowery. This is your spot right here. It's funny. I read this before, it didn't seem so funny. It's hysterical, actually. But you do have to get a license to operate a bar or something like that. That you have to do. So, yeah, so that makes sense. And the director, considering his case, sanctions only a certain amount of liquor for drinking, like the ABC store. Similarly, the whole material world is full of many drunkards, in the sense that each and every one of the living entities has something in his mind to enjoy, and everyone desires the fulfillment of his desires very strongly. The Almighty Lord, being very kind to the living entity, as the Father is kind to the Son, fulfills the living entity's desire for his childish satisfaction. With such desires in mind, the living entity does not actually enjoy, but he serves the bodily whims unnecessarily without profit. The drunkard does not derive any profit out of drinking, but because he has become a servant of the drinking habit and does not wish to get out of it, the merciful Lord gives him all facilities to fulfill such desires. The impersonalists recommend that one should become desireless, and others recommend banishing desires altogether. That is impossible. No one can banish desires altogether because desiring is the living symptom. Without having desires, a living entity would be dead, which he isn't. Therefore, living conditions and desires go together. Perfection of desires may be achieved when one desires to serve the Lord, and the Lord also desires that every living entity banish all personal desires and cooperate with his desires. That is the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Brahmaji agreed to this proposal. Therefore, he is given the responsible post of creating generations in the vacant universe. Oneness with the Lord, therefore, consists of dovetailing one's desires with the desires of the Supreme Lord. That makes for the perfection of all desires. The Lord, as the super soul in the heart of every living being, knows what is in the mind of each living entity, and no one can do anything without the knowledge of the Lord within. By his superior intelligence, the Lord gives everyone the chance to fulfill his desires to the fullest extent, and the resultant reaction is also awarded by the Lord. Omagana, Tamanam Vrishyaganam Jana Shivakai Chakshodam Aliktam Yana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhagavan Sarvabhutanam Adhyaksho Vastito Guham Veda Hyapati Rudena Pragyanena Chakishitam. Lord Brahma said, O Personality of Godhead, you are situated in every living entity's heart as the Supreme Director. Therefore, you are aware of all endeavors by your superior intelligence without any hindrance whatsoever. So, no hindrance. Aprati rudhena. Rudha guham kimajito. I was noticing two words here that are also in the previous, in the second canto. Rudha guha kimajito. That verse describing the Sukadeva Goswami's talking about detachment. Why are we always talking about detachment? And well, if there's no detachment, one cannot perform devotional service. But one also gets detachment via Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga, by the worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu recommends Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam. Amalam Paramam. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva describing this restriction and not restriction. So I was thinking in that verse where Sukadeva is saying, of course Sukadeva is following after the footsteps of Lord Brahma, after the footsteps of his father and Lord Brahma, Narad Muni. He's describing there the qualifications. And so Lord Brahma has these qualifications, as we'll be hearing about this tapasya also. That the Vaishnavas are performing tapasya, but not without any meaning or for anything like Hiranyakashipu is also performing tapasya. That example is given. So we're not following in footsteps of Hiranyakashipu or any of those characters, but in the line of Lord Brahma and also Lord Shiva. Tapyanti lokatapena sarva prayasojana. The sarvas are performing tapasya, following Lord Brahmaji as he's speaking here and he's glorifying Krishna. Sarva bhutana. Sarva-bhuta-ashaya-shtitaha. Different places. It says, maya-dyakshena. Here the word is used for adyaksha, the director. Ksha also means something to do with eyes. So without eyes, you can't direct. Just like in the body, we have all our senses, but without the eyes, the senses are useless. So similarly, everything is useless. All these drunkards that Prabhupada's been talking about. Actually, I was there in Henry Street when Prabhupada first mentioned the drunkards, how they, several times he talked about drunkards. One time he was saying how the drunkards come. Maybe it was the only time, but it seems relative that he said that they come up to you and you're driving along and they come in with an old rag and they wipe your windshield. And then they want to get some Ragama Viva there. Or before your time. 71. They wipe your window and then they, I remember that even though my father didn't get a car till I think I practically moved out of the house, but I still remember driving on the Bowery or somewhere in that area and then bums come out, we call them bums. But they're intoxicated. And they wipe your window. They want to get like 25 cents, 50 cents, so they can get a more liquor. Prabhupada's talking about. So Prabhupada, expert at dovetailing, yukta varagya, he spoke very many times about how even if we are a bum and we're so addicted to drinking, we can still think that this taste of this liquor is Krishna. I don't know how many winos or alcoholics think like that, but still. So everyone is intoxicated, mada, in this material world. Pramada, nunam pramata kuru devi karma. In the fifth canto, that's a very famous verse. That nunam means certainly, very emphatically. Nunam pramata, they're all pramata. Mata, pramata, unmata, different levels of intoxication. So devotees also want to become mad. Actually, there's no other way to get out of this intoxication of this material world except to become nama rasa matare, to become intoxicated with the holy name. Madati Mata. Rupa Goswami is describing how the devotees are so intoxicated that they're rolling on the ground, bhuvi vilatama, bhuvi, on the earth, and they're rolling around, bhuvi vilatama, tama, nivashama. They don't care what's going on. I probably would mention how in India and in the West also, people would be astounded. How are these young men become so, of course, if they were Indians and they had some knowledge, or they would think, oh, especially in India, they would think, how are these Western devotees? That's why Prabhupada brought the Westerners there, to show that, see, they become, these white elephants have become so intoxicated, mad with love of God. Of course, maybe we weren't on the highest level, but still, they were very impressed that, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's come, Yogana Matam, because in this material world, everyone is mad by speculating, Gana Matam. They don't necessarily have Gan, they're again, Om Agyanata Mandasya. We're born very ignorant, but by speculating, this is also a type of Gan. Gana Matam Bhuvanam Dayalo. So Mahaprabhu has come to make them mad. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Nimai Pandit came back, he was acting very, he came back from that, he came back from Gaya, and then he exhibited, from that time he started to exhibit, he brought some of the devotees, and Supambara, Brahmachari, and Girada, he said, I have to tell you one thing, that since I went to Gaya, now I'm mad. I always see this blackish boy, and he's playing the flute, and I have to morally vadan. I have to try to catch him. I cannot find him. I want to find him. I see him, but so he just said, and he told the students, he had been giving them lessons. He was a teacher of grammar. He said, well, from now on, I have to tell you one thing, that all grammar comes from all the dhatus and roots, all Krishna, everything is Krishna. And they were like, wow. And he told them, so since I become this kind of, he would go into mad ecstasy even then, and he would say, what happened? And he'd come out, did I do something strange? He said, yes, you were just went mad, you went into ecstasy. We don't know what happened, but he said, well, I'll tell you, I really can't teach anymore. I can only talk about Krishna, I only see Krishna, so therefore you should find other teachers. They can maybe teach you grammar. You're all very interested in grammar. He said, well, how can we find it? Well, once we've been with you, we cannot find any, what other teacher should we find? So Nimai Pandit started to exhibit, and then some Ayurvedic vaidyas, they instructed Mother Sachi, put him in a bathtub full of oil, and different mantras were being chanted, and devotees were coming. I think Srivas came, and Mother Sachi said, oh, my Nimai has become something wrong with him. His heirs, these doctors are saying they're very disrupted, his dhatu and his head. So we're applying so many oils and bathing him in oil. We don't know what to do. So devotees were saying, you know, whatever this madness is, we want that. So this is so, just like Prabhupada said, we want to see who has become most intoxicated. When those beetles were asking Prabhupada, why should we accept, I think John Lennon said, why should we accept your Bhagavad Gita? There's hundreds of Bhagavad Gita. Did you want to see who has become most mad after Krishna, most intoxicated? So we want this type of intoxication. Either that, or probably just to give the example of the court, that one man murdered somebody, and the pleader, they call in India, I think the pleader, or advocate. He was saying, he brought in an expert to speak, and the expert said, oh, my lord, I want to say that far as I've seen, this man is mad. But every man I've seen is mad. Every man is a madman. So, I don't know where Prabhupada saw that back in Calcutta in the old days. But so everyone is a madman. Prabhupada used to say it with such conviction. So everyone is a madman. So whether we're mad after this material energy or thinking, Because this material energy is already maddening. Brahma speaks Mada, Ta Mada Ashrito in some prayers in ninth chapter. For creative energy, he's speaking several times about how they're so mad, lobhavi bhuta. They're mad, they're greedy and mad. First Brahmaji speaking in third canto, he's saying, Natak param parama yad bhavatasva rupam. Now that I've seen your parama rupa, your supreme form, I think there's nothing higher than that. Yet parama, there's nothing higher than that form. Because Brahma's sometimes getting the darshan, the darshana hlada, we saw it, the darshana, pariputam taro in some verses before. Overwhelmed, hrishat tanu. Overwhelmed in ecstasy by getting the darshan. And these last few verses we're describing over the last week or a couple of weeks, that this is the highest level of ingenuity, and just to see Lord Bhagavan and the spiritual world, to get this darshan. So of course, Prabhupada's comparing that here. Interesting, this word rudhena, aprati-rudhena, without hindrance, because when Prabhupada was speaking in his final conversations, if you study it or hear it, he was translating how Devaki, Jagannivasa, the Lord of the universe, Jagannivasa, was in her womb, and she was in the, what is his name, Kamsa, in Kamsa's prison house, Bojendra Gehe, that's what it's called in the verse there, Boje, Indra, the king of the Bodja dynasty, and Bojendra Gehe, Sike Vagni, Rudha, Saraswati Kale, Sati. So he was quoting over and over and over and over this one phrase, Kale Saras, that Mother Devaki appeared to be like a pot in which there's a flame. When there's a flame in a pot, you don't see it. So Krishna's residing in her womb, and she was no one was able to see it at that time. And he compared that to Kale, Gana Kale, means an envious idea of keeping Gan, Saraswati, that she's the Lord of knowledge, the goddess of knowledge. So he said, this Saraswati knowledge, Gan, should be distributed, Jarideko Tarikaha Krishna Upade, everywhere. You can see he quotes that also. Whoever you see, wherever you meet, you speak about Krishna, everyone should become preacher and speak about Krishna and distribute this knowledge, not being kept, just like Krishna was kept. So he kept harping on this point, that this knowledge should be given out. It's been restricted, and this word was used in that verse, the same word, rudha. Rudha means stopped, restricted, like that. That's why that Rudha Guha, Sukadeva Goswami says, have the caves closed down? Of course, nobody lives in a cave nowadays. There are maybe, I'm sure, somebody. But sadhus would live in caves. And nowadays, you go to a cave, you know, and I don't know how many people go. I'm sure there's caves, Himalayas here and there. But because he says, are the rivers dried up? No, the rivers haven't totally dried up. They're drying here and there, but they're also very kind of poisonous, many of them. Prabhupada even mentions how these rivers, you can't drink the water. You can drink. The Sukadeva Goswami says, a sadhu, he could just take some torn clothes, charani pati on the path, and then he could drink some water in the rivers, which are pure. I mean, you might, I guess if he drank some Ichitakni water, it wouldn't hurt you or like that, but some waters are okay, but most rivers are big rivers. And full of pollution. I mean, people don't drink the Jamuna that much. You have to definitely boil even the Jamuna or Ganga. Difficult to subsist like that. So another time this word Buddha, Shotaganatam Aranam Bhajavasudevam. Recently we were seeing this verse. Rupa Goswami also takes this verse in Prabhupada chants it in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in the beginning, that yat pada pankaja palasa alasa bhak kamashyam gatitam udgate antisham tad vanda rikta matayo api rudha. In this way it's used that to stop the waves of this material energy, those impersonalists who don't, they think that we are also one with Krishna. Because Sanat Kumar, he's instructing Prithu Maharaj that against the Mayavad philosophy very strongly in his instructions in 422 Bhagavatam. And then he says, those who have not taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, they cannot stop this flow. Therefore, I advise you to take shelter of Vasudeva, Tam Aranam, worship Vasudeva, Krishna. So, Bhagavan Sarvabhuteshu. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about this, in the 13th chapter, the Super Soul, how one approaches the Super Soul, one Jitatmana, Prashantasha, Paramatma, Samahita. That one worships the Super Soul, he already is conquered. When he conquers the senses, he can come to the Super Soul. In the 6th chapter, similar statements, at the end of the 13th chapter, that Tishtantam Parameshwaram, Tishtantam Parameshwaram. Not that they're merged, no. That Krishna is controlling. Sarvasya Chamhiri Sannivishto. Ketragyam Chapi Mambit Sarvaketreshu. There's the body, the owner of the body, and then there's the super soul. He's controlled. Not that they become one. In purpose, Prabhupada stressing in his purport, they become one. Bhaktyai Kayesha. How do you do that? Guru Devatatma. By accepting the guru's instructions. That's described in 11th canon. One accepts the guru, and then one can become merged, but merged in the purpose, not losing identity completely. Don't lose the identity. Otherwise, there's no relishment. The Gyanis are after this. And the whole premise of Chaitanya Charitamrita, that this type of Gyan, or at least if the Gyani can come to awe and reverence Aishvarya Gyan, but this is... Kaviraj Goswami describing in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Aishvarya Gyan, this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma, or in the Chaitanya Upanishad, as he said there, he's the Lord of Goloka and Sweta Dweep, he's come with two arms, not into Navadweep, and he is Kshalakshalabhyam Paramahansa Asya Purushottama. He's above the fallible and the infallible. And he's understood how? Bhaktakaro Bhakti Do Bhakti Veja. He has this form, Bhaktakaro. He has the form of a bhakta, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he is non-different from Krishna. Bhaktakaro Bhakti Do, he gives bhakti. So Krishna didn't give bhakti. So therefore he is appearing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's his external mission, to give bhakti. Internally, he's enjoying Radha Krishna Lila as Radharani. So in the beginning of the Chaitanya, he's described there that yad antaryami, he's the antaryami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya kyam param tatvam sarva karana karana. He's also sarva karana karana. Just like as described Ishvara Palama Krishna, so there, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur has taken this Chaitanya Upanishad from the Atharva Veda. Sarva Vedanta, Vedanta Vedyaya. So in those verses, it's a very short, maybe 20 verses, it's described the position of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the Super Soul. But he's also Nija Bhakta Vas. Kaviraj Goswami is very careful to describe that. He's only controlled by devotion. Bhakti Veja is understood by bhakti. Bhaktyaham ekyagraha. Nija bhakti vas. Prema hoiti. Krishna nija bhakti vas. If you want to attain praying to escape from the intoxication of this material world, then one has to bring his mind to the nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chintyatam, chintyatam bhaktas, Chaitanya. Kaviraj Goswami says, think of the Chaitanya Lila, always and always. He's lamenting sometimes, I've only given a portion. He heard so much from Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das was speaking 3 hours a day for years. Just imagine, Kaviraj Goswami is listening. Raghunath Das had spent so many years. Other Goswamis had come to Vrindavan, and Raghunath Das was there. So intelligent that he could speak. First, he was feeling so much separation. He came to Vrindavan. He wanted to end his material existence, but they said, no. And Rupa and Sanatan, other Goswamis, they said, no, you sit here. Every day he would speak all the leaders, and Kaviraj Goswami was also present. So he heard, and so he knew so much, and he was saying, well, I could give more, but I'm old, I'm feeble, I cannot even write, I cannot, my hand is shaking, and he was very old. Oh, fortunate for us, that's another thing, misfortune, Brahmaji says. So all these acharyas, they're in the line also of Brahmaji. What does Brahmaji say in that third? Daivanite hatadiyo. Daivana, by misfortune, somehow. Akushalani shastra. They're always in anxiety. Cannot sleep. They cannot sleep. Their sleep is broken. Bhanga. Neither bhanga, he described there. Wait, how the materialist who cannot even take proper rest have to always think, meditating on the material thing, just insomnia. So the Sanskrit word is there that Brahmaji gives. And then he describes in very lucid, direct, clear, detailed manner, all these words are significant. He says, they're suffering by what? Hunger and thirst. So, Prabhupada has brought the line of Brahmaji to conquer. This is a tapasya. Somehow or other, it's like the six Goswamis. They conquer these pushings. These hunger and thirst. But Brahmaji is saying everyone in this material world, every living entity, you see the animals, the squirrels, they're constantly looking for food, the birds, that's all they do. Lions are wandering around. Giraffes are got their long necks eating stuff off the trees if there's anything left for them. So simply cute. Tridharubir means the imbalance of the mucus bile air. All living entities have this problem. Humans have it. So Brahmaji is describing that in detail in that third canto. And he says, Shitoshna vata varasharitaretara. Shita ushna. Heat and cold. All living entities are suffering from this cool. Shita ushna. Hot. It's always getting hot. It's always. They have a fur coat. They don't mind, but it's also cold. Sometimes they freeze. I remember in New Vrindavan, cows froze to death. Shitoshna vatavarashari tarekarachcha. Vatavarashar means wind and rain, hurricane, tornado. You look at the news, 30 people die from some tornado coming, or some big landslide. All those things are going on. Brahmaji is sampashito mana arukrama. He's describing Krishna as arukrama. The great actor. You are the great actor. I am nothing. I am full of pride. Bhutendri atmaka madhasta upashrito. I take shelter. Upashrito is me. I take shelter of you. Otherwise, I am simply insignificant. I am also full of pride. He's praying over and over again to give up this intoxicating pride. So he's showing the example. And kamadni nachuta rishashata dorbarim. Kamadni nachuta. So he's hitting the nail on the head, as we say, Brahmaji. Kamadni nada, burning fire of kama. Everyone is full of these desires, Prabhupada talks about in this purport. Ashesha kamana, Bhaktivinoda Thakura says. Ashesha kamana, hridi majimo. All those desires are in the heart. Rid roga maspahpano chayana dira. By taking shelter of Bhagavatam, especially the description of the gopis, that the kriditam vajabaduhi tam chivishno. Rid roga kama. This disease, rid roga kama of the heart, that can be cut out. Of course, one should always think he's not qualified that day also, but still, Shukadeva Goswami's directing like that. Maybe the Rogakan. Asheshakana. Really? Bhaktivinoda Thakura is describing himself that he has unlimited Ashesha, means no stoppage of material desires. Ichchadvesha Samultana. This is described by Krishna and Gita. Ichchadvesha. Full of desire and dvesha, hatred, envy. Simultaneous. Dvandamaya, duality. Brahmaji is describing the heat and cold. Suke duke, samekitva. One has to become equally poised to all these things. So Lord Brahma is showing always the example. Sometimes we always think of him, and he's offering so many prayers, how many? 40. In the 10th canto, and Krishna ignored him. Because Krishna is only controlled by love, he wants to go and play with his friends. With who is this? Brahmaji, this fellow with four heads offering me so many prayers. He just kind of ignores it. But those prayers, atapite deva padam buddha dvai, he's describing them. Janante vajana, let those who say they know Krishna, they can say that. Manasovapaso, with my mind, body, and words, I have no way to describe it or know it. You say, he's Lord Brahma. I think he knows more than most people. But he's saying, Jananta, if it's Janantu, let them say it. Kim bahukya namai prabha. But I don't, as far as I'm concerned, no. What did he see? He saw Krishna appearing, so many coward boys again, he completely bewildered. And so, wait a minute, I put those boys and calves in the cave, and I'm still sitting here. So he was bewildered. He tried to bewilder that person who bewilders the whole universe. He didn't do too well, so he knew. He offered so many great prayers. Okay, so we can have a discussion. If anyone's in charge of the microphone, I don't see they left. They left town.
So, Krishna, you said earlier that Krishna does not give bhakti.
What?
He does not give bhakti or bhakti easily.
Do I say that?
The Lord Krishna. You compare him to Lord Chaitanya briefly, you know. Where Lord Chaitanya is giving it.
Oh, yeah, Lord Chaitanya is giving.
But why is he so hesitant to give bhakti? Why is this so? Krishna.
Well, that his appearance is there to in more of a Aishwarya and Paritanaya Sadaram. He kills the Sudushkrit. What are those demons called? Paritanaya Sadaram. Vinashaya Sudushkritam, the Duskriti. Right? He has all those pastimes killing rascals. So, of course, but that's not his main thing, giving it. So the main thing is to establish religious principle.
And sometimes it's also said that he's not...
Because Krishna in Vrindavan doesn't do that, right? It's Vasudeva expansion. He goes out and does all that. So it's both there. In fact, Prabhupada was giving a lecture when I was in Mayapur in 74, I think, 5. And he described that Krishna comes to, that his battle of Kurukshetra is more well known, Bhagavad Gita. But the, so that's his activities, his karma, janma karma. But the birth is more difficult, right? Janma karma, chanay dibyam, divine, and only not so many people know that perfectly. Gorals, they think, yeah, there's, you know, like they say, yeah, we know Krishna, right? Indians, they say, yeah, they know he did this and that. But still, when he goes out, that's more famous, Prabhupada said. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing the work, or he said, the Krishna conscious movement is doing that work. So therefore, he said that that our temple was more important than the birthplace. He said that the Janmasthan of Lord Chaitanya was important, but still to go out, Jadidegav Jadigo, and preach is more important. But still, it was divine that we don't avoid it, but he was just giving an example. So it depends how you look at it. So, and he's making, you know, according to the conversation with the gopis, Napare Ham, he says, I am unable to pay you. Sasadu Krityam Vibhuda. Even if I had a life of Brahma, Krishna's saying, of course he has a life of Brahma, I could not repay you. Therefore, you should be happy with your own saintly activities. So the point is then, one of the ways he repays the gopis and everyone else is by appearing. Again, he gives the holy name, he gives Ujjvala Ras. So he appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to get to, that's his paying back. Anything else?
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for the lecture. I have a question. How would you like know if you're being an instrument in, you're being Krishna's instrument or you're being karma's instrument? Like, how do you know that your desires have merged into that purpose of Krishna's desires?
Well, that's a good question. But when we chant the Guru Padma Bhakti, Chitete Kori Aikya, that line means, Aikya means one. But that, so that verse says, Chitete, the consciousness becomes one with the desire of the Guru. By hearing the instruction, Guru Mukha, Padma Vakya, in the lotus mouth of the Guru, Chitete Koya, I want to become one with those instructions. So as long as we're following the instructions of Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu, we'll know we're okay. So, but the impersonalists who want to merge, Rikta Matayo, it says, that verse says by Sanat Kumar, that Rikta Matayo, even though they're trying to, just like when you read the description in Brahma Samhita, it says there's so many tridents, 10 tridents, and all these 8 jewels, and the description, Chatur Ashram, Chatur. So, what are the tridents? The tridents of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta explains it from Jiva Goswami. Means that, not that they're exactly a trident and they get all the way to Goloka. No, they don't get anywhere close. Sinya Tattva, they don't get to the lotus feet of Krishna. What's that verse? Sinya Tattva, Yang Shama Sundarma Chinta Guna Swarupa. They have to. So when we're getting the Brahma Samhita prayers, Lord Brahma, of course, Advaita Machuti Manat. We're getting from Brahmaji, that's great, but we're also getting the purport, commentary of Jiva Goswami, Siddhanta Saraswati, explaining what might be a little difficult to understand, but it's clear he's praising. Govinda Madhi Purusham, Govinda is the Ishvara Parama Krishna. So as long as we're taking the instructions, they're constantly reminding us, no, you're insignificant, very humble. What does Dova Mangala Thakur say? Bhakti Tvaishtatara Bhagavan Yadishyad, most famous verse from the Karnamrita. Mukti Mukulatanjali Sevate, that mukti, the idea of merging, this type of Bilva Mangala Thakur says that mukti wants to do service. Mukti. Anjali means the holding hands like this, Anjali. Begging, please, please. Very descriptive, wonderful poetry. And it's just begging on the ground. With on the ground. Mukunda to say with this. Then what to speak of dharmata kama, all kinds of kama desires and religiosity and economic development. They have no standing. And not only that, Dovalanga Thakur he blinded himself because he couldn't see any material energy. But he says, Daivena Napalati Divikashore. He's seeing always Divikashore Murti. Mahaprabhu used to hear the Krishna Karnamrita all the time. And so it was very popular, and he loved to hear that. But Bilva Mangala, he couldn't even see the material energy, but he was seeing the divine form of Krishna, Napalati Divikashore, of the youthful form of Krishna, Divikashore Murti. Anything else?
Thank you.
This idea of ecstasy, you know, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he was showing his ecstatic symptoms and mother.
Louder.
His mother was trying to, you know, give him a treatment to, like, balance his, you know, his life errors and like that. So. We don't, aside from Lord Chaitanya, we don't hear so much about, you know, devotees being in that kind of ecstasy.
Well, you read about Nityananda, like when he met Madhavendra Puri, they were hugging for 6 hours or 8 hours straight in ecstasy. And the devotees were like, you know, hey, wait, what's going on? And they were just fainted in ecstasy. So we read a lot about that, but Mahaprabhu is the exemplar of the topmost, so you know, Chaitanya Charamita, Chaitanya Kyam Parantatman, Savakarana Karana.
Generally, we hear about
it. But yeah, they're in ecstasy, you can read about it. The devotees in ecstasy, Shravana Gita, hearing Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, Pancha Anana, and describing in that. Narada Muni Bhajan, you know, how the devotees in so much ecstasy. There's a long section how Yamaraj is in ecstasy when Jagai Mata were delivered. There's like pages and pages of ecstatic, you know, all the demigods in ecstasy. There's lots of that describing.
Sometimes we hear a lot about this, you know, the sahajas will probably challenge people who are feigning ecstasy.
Feigning ecstasy, but they don't sustain it. They might roll around for a few minutes on the floor. Probably said kick him in the head or something. But, you know, they tried that.
And then once Prabhupada, he went into, you know, he was always in ecstasy, but he went to some kind of trance while giving the lecture.
Yeah, that's a Seva Sadhaka Rupena. What is that? Seva Sadhaka Rupena. Siddha Rupena Chatri, that they might be on a perfectional platform externally, they're still acting as a sadhaka.
But he was also, he was embarrassed when he, you know, came.
Right.
When he started to chant, when he came.
Well, because he has a desire as a Goshti Anandi to preach, whereas Bhajan Anandi, they can remain in ecstasy. When, you know, the Vamsi Das Babaji, you know, he was so much way out that Bhakti Sananta used to send people to give him, bring him boga and all that for his offering. But he cautioned, told his disciples, don't stay there because you won't understand him. Even Prabhupada was criticizing Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's brother, what's his name?
Lalit
Prasad, right? First, Prabhupada met with him and said he was so advanced, he's my Guru Maharaj, he's like my Guru Maharaj, he's the brother of my Guru Maharaj. So it's a very mystical statement that he made, that then he told the devotees, don't go see him because he's transcendentally envious of my Guru Maharaj. He said, transcendentally, and so. But the devotees that used to go see him, like say Guru Kripa, Yasodananda, and several devotees, they described him. He's always in ecstasy, they couldn't understand why, you know, but then they stopped going because Prabhupada told them. But he probably used this funny term, transcendentally ecstasy. He said, but you will not take it like that. So you will not take it like that means that, yeah, you'll become so enamored. And because he was saying things like, yes, I'm giving higher than your guru, and all, it was kind of offensive. So, but still, so you can balance both things. What was your question? Oh, sahajis. So, but we don't say that Lali Prashad was sahajya, but still, Prabhupada said like that, transcendentally envious. You will not take it like that. No, you have to ponder what does it mean, you will not take it like that. So Prabhupada said, be intelligent. Anything else? All right. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.